Bartlett Regional Hospital's employee union represents roughly 70% of all hospital staff. It has more than 550 members. The union's previous three-year contract expired in July. Shutney Frisbee, the president of the union, says the major issue that's halting negotiations for a new contract is wages. The union wants to see pay increase by 12% over the next 3 years, but Bartlett is only willing to offer just over 8%.
This is our next step, is to kind of reach out to the public and say, hey, we need you to support your community hospital, support people living locally and working at your community hospital. And in order to do that, we need to be able to afford to live.
This happens as the hospital faces a multi-million dollar budget crisis that threatens to close its doors. Right now, its board is seeking financial help for a handful of services it says are draining money. But if it can't find that money or another entity to take over the services, they will be cut come the end of October. The hospital's board president, Kenny Solomon Gross, says he believes the wages the hospital is offering to union members are fair. And he says with the tight spot the hospital is already in, increasing wages above what is being offered could mean more cuts in services or positions.
Those are the two things that always get hit, you know, services or employees. So that's a very possibility.
But Frisbee says the union has already lowered its demands since negotiations began months ago and acknowledges the financial position the hospital is in. But she says the demands are what they believe is the amount needed to make sure employees can afford to live in Juneau.
There's competitive wages and a lower cost of living all over the United States, and no real reason to stay in Juneau if you can't afford to live here and you can make a better wage, you know, up north or down south, and afford housing.
She says the increase will also ensure Bartlett can retain permanent staff. Last fiscal year, it spent more than $9 million on contract labor for the hospital and Wildflower Court. Chad Brown is the executive director of human resources at the hospital.
We want to get to an agreement. We want to get to something that we're able to, as a hospital, to take care of financially, and that won't put us further in a hole that we can't dig out of.
Brown says despite the current situation, he's confident that there will be no impact on the quality of care people receive when they come to the hospital during this time. According to city bylaws, union members can't go on strike.
I have the absolute and utmost confidence in every member of our team, whether they're union or not, to continue to provide the highest quality of patient care that we have been known for.
Once the arbitrator makes a recommendation, which is likely months away, it will be sent to the Juneau Assembly for the final decision. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.